This is your NPR News Station, 90.3 WBHM, 91.5 WSGN. Good afternoon. I'm Esther Chamakili. And I am joined in the studio now by one of our reporters, Cheryl Wheeler Stewart, who has been diligently following the race for candidates for Birmingham mayor. Today is the final day for candidates to qualify for the race. And Cheryl, thanks so much for joining me in the studio to talk about this.
Thank you, Esther. And I mean, this is just exciting because I think I may have told you I'm an elections nerd, so I follow this stuff. And so far, we have had more than 75 people to qualify to run for office. Now, I've gone back through the records, and that's more than any other time that I've been able to find in recent history. So that in and of itself, I think, is important.
75 candidates. So qualifying ends at 5 o'clock tonight. So far, who's still in the race?
Well, who's still in the race? Of course, the incumbent Mayor William Bell is running, but there are a total of 8 candidates for mayor. Usually there are about 5 or 6. This time there are 8 people running for mayor. Also, there are 8 people running for the District 2 City Council race. Now, Kimberly Rafferty is the incumbent in that race, and some people who have worked for her in the past are seeking that office. So it's District 2 is interesting as well.
And just remind our listeners, District 2 covers what area?
That's an area that encompasses part of Roebuck and Eastlake in eastern Birmingham. So it's a very vibrant district. It's a district where there's lots of change. So you've got new blood, I think, coming into that district, and people are seeking office.
Okay, so we know who's in. Who's out?
Well, on the school board, I think there's several school board members who've decided not to run so far. Now, we still have some time remaining, but April Williams, who had been a long-serving school board member, had not yet qualified a little bit ago. Brian Giottina had not qualified in, I believe, District 3. So those people, those are folks who have served for quite some time on the school board who apparently are not running, as well as another school board member, I think he was in District 2, Lord Watson, is not running. So there will be several new faces on the school board because one school board member, Randall Woodfin, is running for mayor and another is running for city council. So we could have at least 5 new faces on the school board.
And that's a lot of new faces on the school board. Is that the most surprising thing that you've noticed, or are there any other surprises?
Yeah, that's kind of surprising. That's kind of surprising because, you know, everyone who served on the school board has been passionate about education, and some of them, I believe, just feel it's time to move on and use their energies in other areas.
So what does this all mean for Birmingham going forward?
It means that come August 22nd, when the election will be held, we may see several new faces. You know, we may see a runoff in some races where there may not have previously been that. You know, you've got 8 people running for mayor, so the likelihood of a runoff is greater. Even though, you know, Mayor Bale has won the last 2 elections without a runoff, usually getting about 70% of the vote or more. So it's going to be an interesting season, I think, between now and August 22nd when that election happens.
Birmingham, or WBHM's Cheryl Wheeler Stewart, thanks so much for coming in and speaking with us today on this. Again, today is the last day for candidates to qualify to run for the office of Birmingham mayor, as well as city council and Birmingham school board. The closing ends at 5 o'clock today.
At 5 o'clock today is when it closes, and WBHM.org is the place where you can go and get the latest information. And you can also listen on live as we bring you reports.
Yes, we will definitely keep you up to date live as much as possible. And, of course, you can always catch up with what the latest of what's happening in the election at our website, WBHM.org. Cheryl, thanks so much for coming
in. Thank you, Esther. Have a good evening.